Ksubis, Perigdal Mishnah Vov. Ha'ovein echayiv b'mizonis bitoy. There's no din that a father is mechuyev b'mizonis bitoy. A husband is mechuyev to support his wife. A father doesn't have a din to support his daughter. What there is a din is that la'achar moisoy, his nechosim are used. His nechosim belong to his yoshim, to his sons. The sons are mechuyev, their nechosim are meshuvim to support the sisters. And the Mishnah says something interesting. Zem midrash dora shebelozo ben azari lufnei chacham bekerem biyavna. This is a lashon that you have a few times, where belozo ben azari kiyadua was nismana as the nosi, b'mkoyim, the famous Gemara in Brachos, where there was a dispute between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and for cheshbonos that are mavu over there, they had to depose Rabbi Gamliel temporarily, of course, as the Nasi. And they put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as a bimkoim, or as a parallel to Rabbi Gamliel. And when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Mechadish Halachas, says over there that there's Gantz Halachas, it's called Boy Bayoim. On that day, the Lavdavka means that day, that Kufa, when it was Nitoisiv Safsalim, in the Keren B'Yavne, which was the Sanhedrin HaGodol in the first door, after Chubin Abayis, so there are halachas that was nischadish then, and we call that medrash dorash of Belozov ben Azariah in front of the chachamim, where that became the halacha kavua became biyavne. Kilo he was dorish, you know, normally by us drushes to darshan psukim. Over here is darshaning the loshin of the takonas chazal of schusei ksuba that a la'acha mois avim. We had a similar concept at the end of Yevomis, where if we're matir and isha l'shuk, mishum iguna, it works for ksuba, so it's called medrash ksuba. It's the loshen of Takonas Chazal, and Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai darshan that loshen. It's a loshen from Tanoim Kedumim, and they darshan that loshen to learn out another aspect of that loshen. So we also, he's darshaning the loshen. Which loshen? Habonim yirshu v'habonis yizoynu. State that when a person dies, Habonim Yirshu, which means, of course, that his sons Yashinim, Vahabonois are fed Yizoinu. And clearly, the parallel over there is Lachamoisoi. Shtet Mishnah. Ma Habonim Enim Yoshim Alacham Yisoav. Yerusha, of course, is not Mechaim, it's only Lachamoisoi. So Mela Af Habonois, that thing that he has to feed the daughters, that his Nechosim are used to be Mez and his daughters, Enon Yizoinus El Lacham Yisoavim, Bechayev, there's no such din. Well, the Rav points out, the Gemara talks about Parichus, is that Avada, there is a Chiv stock over here. The person's going to say he's not Mechuyiv at all on his children. There's no Chiv Midine Momnes Mechuyivas Ksuba. It's not Midichiyuve issues. What there is there's a Chuyivas Aguf. What does that mean? The Gemara speaks it out that Pochus Mibnei Sheish, Bezin is Koifer, doesn't make them, it's what the person's financial standing is. You can't abandon children that you bring into the world. That's Pasha, Teni Bardas. Older children above six, by us, of course, the age is older. If there's a Bezdin, Rachman and Tzlan, and they have to paskin on custody and on so child support, v'chule v'chule, is Avada the Dinim are to be Koifer him up to the age that it's reasonable to support children, which our days, up to the age of 18, berach, that's when there's a din parnosa. But in the times of Chazal, where young children went to work, it wasn't only Bimei Chazal, it was that way 100, 150 years ago. So Mimela, above the age of 6, where the child could theoretically be self-supporting, so it depends if he's an Oysher, the Koyfim more, if he's not an Oysher, the Koyfim less. Vinishvi, they put social pressure on a person who's not doing right by his children. That's the din in the Mishnah. One clarification is in place. We read the Loshen of the Takonas Ksuba Habonim Yirshu V'Habonis Yizoinu. The Takona is the same way the sons are Yarshin, and that's clearly Lachamois Aviem. So Habonis Yizoinu is also Lachamois Aviem. In Takonas HaKsuba, it doesn't have to say Habonim Yirshu, that's a Din Deraisa. So what the Gemara explains over here is that we're talking about not Yerusha Deraisa, we're talking about the sons Yarshin and Ksubas Imoim. This is the Din that's known. We have this later on in the Mishnah at the end of the Perek. It's what's known as Ksubas Binin Dichrin. Which means if you have a man is married to three women, and between the three women he has seven sons, l'chayr after he dies, his nechasim should be divided seven ways. The only thing is that each of the women has a different amount of a ksuba. One has a mon, one has mosayim, one he was moisiv a tosis ksuba of 400, 500. The son's first yashin ksubas imohem, we'll learn more about that in Mishnah Yud, and after those ksubois are apportioned to the sons of each mother, that means the father died, the mother gets the ksuba. What happens if their mother died first? Then the money stays by the father. When the father dies, that money is allotted. The money that the ksuba that their mother would have gotten is first apportioned between the different sons. And that will make the Yerusha disproportionate because the Yashin only the leftovers. So that din is only lachamaisim. That's the Habanim Yeshu that's parallel to Habanim Sizoinu. Mishnah Zayin, loy kosov laksuba. Here we have a fellow that didn't write a ksuba. But else we're used to that a ksuba means you write a ksuba. And that's a din that there has to be a shtar ksuba. We'll learn in Yitz Hashem the end of the perek and the beginning of the next perek why. But what happens loy kosov laksuba? So there's a din chazal masak. It's nothing to do with whether he was mishabed himself. Choyvas ksuba, tenoy ksuba are inherent without the husband. Even if there wouldn't be a shtar ksuba, and even if they wouldn't read it under the chuppah, the halacha is this choyvas ksuba and tenoy ksuba. Loy kosov laksuba, the din is like we know psula goyva masayim, the amon amonem, and they shoot naibez, and that's the etzim din of chiyuve ksuba. It's not self-imposed, it's imposed by bezin. Kosov losode shova monetachas masayim zuz. What happens? Let's say he wrote her a ksuba, but he wrote a ksuba as a bimkaim. To a certain extent, he's lessening her schus. Not that she has stam schus against him of masayim. He wrote her that she has a shibud on a givisa sada, which is worth mona, and she happens to be a psula, and he was mishabed her that sada. The loy kosav law, he didn't write mufurish. He didn't write that all my nechasim are meshubim. This is standard text of our ksubas, is that all of a person's nechasim are meshubim. We're meisiv aloshin, not only karkas meshubim, which is the original din, but even metaltlin vafilu glima de mekaspoi, that a person has to pay back even mamish from his own clothing. We're marchiv the chiyuvei ksuba, and avada evi chosin signs it, and it's given over from the chosin to the kalah. The Eidi Mesirah, the Eidi standing under the Chuppah, see the Mesirah's Ashtar, it's a Shtar that's binding. What happens if there is no Shtar? What happens, and then there's the Masayim, what happens if he wrote in the Shtar something which limits her schus? The Aloch is Chayev Sheutnai Bezdin. Now what it sounds like the Mishnah is saying is that he limited the schus of his wife to collect the Ksub in two ways. First of all, Bimkoy Masayim, he gave her a Shiba to a Soda that Shove Amona. So he only gave her 100 instead of 200. One. Two is his meshabed her to this field instead of having a schus to be goyim mikol nechosov, and both those tnoim are batal mevutul shteit in the Mishnah. Why neshut naibez? It's a din that doesn't have to be created by him. It's self-imposed. It's not self-imposed. It's the Torah, or rather Chazal, imposing that as a chiv. So that stays. A husband can't be mafkir that. It would sound like the tnai bezin, the fact that it's not a self-imposed chiv, but it's a bezin dikt takonis chacham dikt chiv. Is mechayiv also that there should be achrayis nechosim? This is not so pashut. The Gemara brings that's actually machlekes to Tanaim, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Meir. This is what's known in Shas as achrayis tois sofer. He wrote here a shtar. He was mechayiv himself nechosim. The fact that he limited the gevir to this field and the fact that he turned the gevina from mosayim into mona is not chal. That's a tnai bezin. He's chayiv mosayim and he's chayiv mekol nechosim. But what about achrayis nechosim that the shibud exists even when the husband sold off some of the fields? Those fields are meshubah that she could be goyva from the lekeach. That's not so poshut. But since he wrote a shtar, we say achrayis toy soif. It's an automatic that the shtar includes achrayis nechosim. But that lemaisa is a machlokes between tanoim. We pass on like a Yehuda that holds achrayis toy soif. Remeh holds that we don't say achrayis toy soif. So Memela, if the shtar is here, it's not automatic that there's an achrayis nechosim from lekuchas, from meshubadim. Just to point out, the etzim takona that a person is mechuyiv mikol nechosov, and he can't be miyachid a certain field, which in our world what that would mean is, what would be a husband takes on certain chiyuve moment to his wife, and he says to her, there's money in that account that's put aside for you. No. What happens to that money if he ever spent it, if he ever borrowed against it? So that's it. That money is gone. He was miyachiv for a certain house. The house went down in value. And now there isn't there what to cover what he was miyachiv himself to. No. He's mechuyev all his nechasim. The Gemara later on in Daf Pei Bei says that if a husband would be miyachid a neches, and that would be miyuchid l'ksubas ishtoy, there would be a chash that then's kal be'enov. He already wrote off that neches, and he'll say, okay, you know what? Go fly a kite. Take your get. Collect your ksuba. It doesn't bother him to have to pay it because he already wrote that off as hers. No. He has to be that he's mechuyev all his nechasim. Then he has to feel now that he's spending money. That takon is what's known as takon Shim ben Shotach, which is early part of the middle of the second base of Mikdosh. That's takon from there. But that he has to pay achrayis nechasim from Mishubodim is not inherent in the takon Shim ben Shotach. So well, that din is a din that's totally an achrayis toy sefer now.